You are listening to Empower Me with Ari.
Kings and Queens royal family, this is Queen Ari. Erica Holmes Harris here. So I wanted to get on here to encourage you all with this. And so as I was reading this scripture, I've read so many times, but it's something about today that really made this scripture stand out, and it encouraged me so. And so I wanted to encourage you all with it. And so I want to encourage you guys with Psalms 23, verse 1. And so as I was reading Psalms 23, verse 1, the NIV, New International Version, verse 1 really stood out to me. And so it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing." And so I've read that so many times, but this time, what really stood out is, "The Lord is my shepherd." And so let's think about, or let's talk about just for a moment, what exactly is a shepherd? And so when you think about a shepherd, you think about, someone leading you. You think about a shepherd, they make sure that you are not by yourself. A shepherd literally is one who tends to herds. They will feed your herd. They will guard and protect the flock. A shepherd literally is one who leads you, right? And so when the shepherd leads us, what we have to understand is the shepherd knows the direction to lead us in, right? And so the shepherd is a guide and directs us in a particular direction. They give guidance. They carefully manage, and they tend to their sheep. And so these are definitions of the dictionary, but what really stood out to me is the word shepherd. And so when you understand the Lord is my shepherd, you can say the Lord is my guide. The Lord is the one who gives me guidance. The Lord carefully manages me. The Lord tends and rears to me. The Lord guides and directs me in the direction that I'm supposed to go. I pray this is really hitting your hearts today. The Lord guides me. He shepherds me. I lack nothing. And so ultimately what I began to pick up from this scripture is, when God is leading our lives, he's going to lead us to plenty. When God is leading our lives, literally we will be fulfilled. When God is leading our lives, he knows which direction to point us in to get the resource that we need. He knows what direction to point us in to be guided into the favor from not only him, but the favor from man. He knows what direction to point us in where there is great provision, because he's the great provider. We have to understand that when God shepherds us, listen, it is the type of provision that only our Father, our God, can provide. See, a person can lead you somewhere so far, but when God shepherds us, when he leads us, my God, there's an unlimited tapping into resources that we can have. There's an unlimited supply that we go to, because when we understand God is the creator, God literally sees everything, knows everything, created everything. He is God. He is Lord. He is King. When we understand the vastness and just how great he is, my God, even in this human mind can't completely encapsulate or capture who God is. However, we do understand that he is big. He is grand. There is no beginning or end to him. He's the beginning and the end. He is infinite. There, he does not end. And so with that, that means that if we are allowing the Lord, we're allowing God to shepherd us, my God, there's going to be provision. We're allowing the Lord to shepherd us, my God, our needs are going to be met. You have to understand this. Our shepherd is not blind. Our shepherd can see. Not only can he see what we may see, he sees beyond what we may see. His vision is greater than our vision. His vision is so much bolder and broader. And what we have to understand is that he is worth trusting. So I want to encourage you all with Psalms 23, the New International Version. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. I want you to put your name in there. The Lord is Erica's shepherd. Erica lacks nothing. The Lord, you can say, my God, my Father is my shepherd. I lack nothing. My God is Erica's shepherd. Erica lacks nothing. Listen, put your name in there. Make this thing personal. You have to understand that God knows what direction to lead your life so that you can live in a land of good and plenty. It is just allowing him to. It is submitting to his will, hearing his voice, obeying his voice, and allowing him to lead your life. No one or nothing can lead your life greater than God. So I just pray, oh my God, I could stay on this literally for 30 minutes. I really, really can. And I'm excited within my spirit about this because it gave me a greater revelation about who the Lord is. He is a good guide. He knows which direction to bring us in. Did you hear that? It's just so powerful. It's like, I cannot let it go. I'm going to hold it, eat it, and chew on it more and more and more and more until this thing becomes bigger than big in my life. You guys, this is the same thing that I encourage you to do. Grab a hold of this word. The Lord is your guide. He knows which way to lead you so that there is provision, not just provision, but great provision. Come on, you guys. I pray this is blessing you. I just speak and declare and decree that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, scales be removed from your eyes, that you may see and begin to hear, ears unplug in Jesus' name, spiritually and naturally, that you may begin to receive what thus says the Lord right now in the name of Jesus. So go and grow and walk into this new space and place of provision. How do we do that? By allowing our Lord to shepherd us, guide us, lead us into the direction we're supposed to go. I pray that this touch your heart. And as it touch your heart, share it with somebody else. Give them the message and know that Jesus loves you. I do too, with the love of Christ. Remember to renew your mind. It is the gold mine. Talk to you guys later.
Empower me with Aerie.